This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/loss for details. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. A podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the Monday edition of...
The Lost Podcast.
You all right over there?
I'm just having some water. Water is good.
Is water good?
Water is good and good for you.
How's your week been, Jack?
All right.
Okay, well, that's enough not talking about Lost.
Yes, because if you don't want to talk about Lost, and I'm going to say right off the bat, okay. No, I'll save that for the end.
Okay. So we had a new, not a new episode, but some more time to digest Dead is Dead.
And is Dead dead?
You know, that's a flashback from our vidcast that we filmed yesterday, and I don't want to get back into that.
That was bad. You know, it was really bad.
Yeah, you guys shall see that.
I just apologize. I couldn't get the voice down.
I think it was funny. But you can check.
I do a better other voice than the voice I was trying to do.
But you can check out on newdia.tv for our Lost vidcast. We do it once a week, and this week's is kind of funny.
Well, it was funny to us.
Yes, exactly. So this episode is sponsored by audiblepodcast.com. So if you'd like to get a audio version of what's the book?
Dead is Dead.
No. Our Mutual Friend by Charles Dickens. You can click link right now, or actually during this ad part of it, but it's audiblepodcast.com/loss to sign up for your free audiobook.
Yeah, it's just dusty. There is dust everywhere in the studio.
It's from whatever that there's a toilet sitting in.
Well, we're remodeling a bathroom, which has nothing to do with Lost.
We've got to move on.
Because in Lost, we've only seen one bathroom. Yeah. And that was the Nikki Paolo episode, so I don't think anyone wants to talk about that episode.
All right, so Jack, what do you...
Well, we've seen other bathrooms in Lost. But I think we've only seen one toilet.
I think we have only really seen one toilet, and that's in... It's fitting that it was in Nikki Expose.
Paolo, yeah.
All right, so what do you say we get into Lost in review?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in review.
All right,
a little late there, sorry.
So a couple, nothing really too crazy in Lost in review as far as Easter eggs go. So we'll just get into those right now.
Easter eggs? How convincing?
Oh yeah, exactly. We did this on Easter.
Wow.
So we did see the Risk board, right?
Right. I pointed that out because I said everyone had left because they didn't want to play with you. I don't know if that was being too negative.
Uh huh.
But I played Risk with you, and it's not a lot of fun.
Well, actually, I saw this on lost.qubit.net. They pointed out that it is, in fact, like the same game they were playing that Hurley and Sawyer were playing the last we saw them in their...
Really?
The whole thing got torn up by Kimi's
men. And everything was the same? All the men were the same?
Yeah, I'll show you the pictures right now on the AAC feed for those that are subscribed to the Super Deluxe feed.
Now, that is just wild.
But here, see, that's them playing. See, they're playing Risk.
I can see
it. They got some snacks, too, and drinks. Okay, now we go to the Risk board as we saw it in the episode, and ta-da.
Wow. And now, are all those little guys in the same spot?
Well, it looks like it's
the
been...
dice in the same. Is the one up in the red? Is it red, white, white, red? Is everything the same?
No, I mean, it's obvious that stuff was going on, so it's been shoveled, you know, moved around a little bit.
Okay.
But still, it kind of proves that it's not an alternate, you know, future that we're in.
Right.
Yet again, but I guess that was already settled when we saw Ben didn't die anyway. But
yep, I agree.
also, a nice look at the smoke monster, and it is Anubis.
It does look like it.
And that's what a lot of people are thinking is the four-toed statue.
I would think that.
Just more of the same.
I think that's what it is.
You think that's what it is?
I'm leaning towards that.
And the another toilet on the...
So I guess we have seen more than one.
And that is the, I guess the way he summons the smoke monster. Now, I have no clue why that's the reason.
I've watched that scene three times. Where is the switch?
I agree. Maybe it's like in the mud. You don't even see it.
I guess. But it's one of those hidden, like, you know, they have those giant rocks to hide things, like electrical things outside your yard. A big fake rock. Maybe it's like a fake rock so you can't see the switch.
It was almost more like when you get a plunger and the toilet's clogged and you're like, and then finds like, oh.
Yeah. Success.
All right, so that's it for the Easter eggs today. Do you have anything else you wanted to point out?
Since I did watch it again, Ben tells John we really don't have a name for the smoke monster. Really. After all those years.
Yeah.
They don't have a name for it. Harold.
I'd agree. I mean, that has to have some
kind
of name.
My ex-wife. I mean, I don't know. Could they don't have a name for it. Just see God.
I don't know if you're going to bring this up or not, but did you see when Ben went and talked to Alana and people setting up the big metal crate? It seemed like he was like kind of making sure everything was going along according to plan.
Right. I think.
Did you kind of see? That's what
I think
saw.
That I'm going to say right now that Alana is working for Ben, but she doesn't know it.
She doesn't know it?
She doesn't know she's working for Ben.
Why?
She just doesn't know yet. That's why she was asking the phrase to Frank Lapidus, the phrase you got wrong.
The thing that I saw in the scene is that she knew who Ben was, and they were kind of like, hey, wink, wink, everything's going okay.
I'm saying that she is working for Ben and doesn't know it yet.
I'm going to say she is working for Ben, and she does know.
Okay, so we're disagreeing.
We're kind of half agree.
Half agreeing, disagreeing, which is okay. It's not too negative. You know, you can agree to disagree. But I still think that she doesn't know yet.
Okay, all right.
Now, was the crate on the plane, or was it already on the island?
It was on the plane.
I say it was on the island.
Where did that show up from the island?
It was in Ben's office somewhere.
But that was like a nice, shiny metal crate thing.
And didn't have a dent on it.
It looked kind of dented.
You've seen how people put luggage on the plane.
No, that's from the plane. I don't think that's from the island.
I say it's on the island.
Wrong.
Wow. So negative. Why did Ben not change Alex's name? Why did he keep it Alex? He was only like a couple months old.
Well, because that's what the mother called her.
She took the mother. He took the baby from the mother.
Well, that was just save the baby from being killed. So maybe I guess he felt out of respect to her mother's wishes. She's going to continue to name. He's going to continue to name her Alex.
That's nice. What a nice guy. Takes the baby from the mother. But keeps.
Well, remember, he was supposed to kill her. So that's not too bad.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Not as bad of a guy.
Who am I to complain? Ben tells John you had crucial.
Crucial
information that could help him out. That's why he couldn't kill. That's why he killed him after he told him that Jin was alive and that he had to find the ring lady.
Yes,
Eloise Hawkins. So then he couldn't. You know, I was too. I couldn't talk into getting up there and killing yourself again.
Yeah, we knew that.
Something like that. No, I'm saying, but that's it. Confirmed that he did kill him after he. Told
oh, after he got the information
what was
that he wanted.
What was the crucial information? Eloise Hawkins or that Jin was alive?
Maybe both, because he needed the Jin information to get Sun to come with him.
Yeah,
and he needed to know where Eloise Hawkins or that Eloise Hawkins would be able to get them back to the island. So it was a bit of both.
So after John opened up his mouth, loose lips sink ships, he got killed.
Yes,
giving information to John that he shouldn't give.
Giving information to Ben they shouldn't give.
Who did I say, John?
Yes,
Ben, John. You know, they're all the same. Interchangeable. No, but again, John giving out information he needs to hold back. It looked like John has learned that in this episode.
Uh-huh.
To be a little, you know.
Exactly.
Hold back. Don't be so chatty Cathy. Ben tells Locke, I don't have the first idea what the island wants. And John says, you're sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That was, I think it was just Ben just trying to like get at him and John wouldn't fall. John wouldn't fall for it.
Like I said, John wasn't giving information. He was holding back a little bit. Kind of like that about John. Now, Widmore claimed that the island wanted Alex killed.
Yes.
If the island wants it killed,
wants
she'll be
her
dead.
Yes.
She'll be dead. So, in fact, the island wanted her killed all along, right? Is that what we're saying here?
Well,
now, why would there be a rules change after she got killed if that's what the island wanted? Are we messing something where Ben's, because we said Widmore leaving, he said Alex should have died. You should have killed her.
What's Widmore? Do you trust Widmore's assumption?
Ben didn't argue with it.
I don't know. I don't know if Alex was supposed to die. If she was supposed to die, then why is Ben in trouble? Why do you have to go and stand before the smoke monster?
Well, I agree.
So then I guess she wasn't supposed to die.
Wasn't supposed to die.
Yeah.
So Widmore was wrong.
Widmore is, in my opinion, Widmore is wrong.
Okay. Now, where are the kids, Cindy, and all the other others? Weren't they supposed to go to the temple?
As far as we know.
Where are they at?
Or the ruins at the temple.
They're there. We just don't see them.
Yeah, or maybe they've moved since then. We don't know.
That's true. All right. Just curious.
All right. Is that all you got?
No. Why did Alana need to bring Frank with her?
Sure it's not trade with her?
Very hard to read my writing.
I want to like scan that and just put it up.
What's funny, I'm reading it. You said Lapidus. I go, oh, wait, that's Frank. We had to stop for a second if you didn't know. Kind of a shortcut. But why? Why did she have to bring Frank? Tie him up, bring him with us.
Maybe because he's been there before and they know that, or he's important to whatever's going on. I mean, that's...
He couldn't answer the question.
Well, because he wasn't in on Ben's little group.
No, you don't know it's Ben for sure.
Show?
For sure. You don't be saying like you know it's Ben for sure.
I'm going to say, I think it's Ben.
Well, I think it's Ben also.
But
a lot of people think it's Widmore. People think it's a third group.
Uh-huh. So I guess we'll see. But to me, just that conversation that Ben and Alana had, it seemed like they were in cahoots.
I think Ben's in cahoots, but not Alana.
I know cahoots, and it looked like cahoots.
When Ben told Son to tell Desmond I'm sorry, maybe it's because Ben told Widmore the name of Penny's boat. That's why he had to apologize.
Ah, that's a good point.
Because Widmore didn't know the name of the boat. Because why would he follow Desmond when he was... When Desmond came into his office, why would he have someone follow Desmond to his boat? Mm-hmm. He probably didn't do that. So now he knows the name of the boat. So that's why, it could have been because he shot him and shot his milk.
Yeah, I think
milk costs, milk's expensive.
Well, I mean, I think it's a good observation, but I think it's still more that he attempted to kill his wife and shot him and that kind
but
of
he,
stuff.
But he didn't shoot Penny.
But still attempted to kill somebody.
He didn't. Attempt to kill is when you shoot. He didn't attempt. He just said he was going to kill her.
That's like intent to kill.
No, that's saying I'm going to kill. I can't go to jail saying I'm going to kill you.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you're telling me that if you point a gun at somebody and say, I'm sorry, I have to kill you, but then you get knocked out before you can kill them, that's not attempting to kill somebody?
No, he stopped short because Charlie came up.
But it was an attempt to kill. He had the gun pointed and said, I'm going to have to kill you.
It was an attempt to think about killing you.
I think he was attempting to kill. That's attempting to kill.
I'm going to vote no on that one.
I don't know how you can't. He pointed
attempting,
the gun.
Attempting to kill is what he did to Desmond. He attempted to kill Desmond.
No, he probably just attempted to...
Shoot the milk?
No, knock him out of the equation. Not so much kill him, just get him out of his way.
Because the island still needs Desmond.
Because that's not so much an intent to kill. That's just like he's got in the way and needs to get to
all
what
right,
he's
hold
doing.
Hold on. Shooting Desmond is not an attempt to kill, but pointing the gun at Penny saying, I'm going to kill you, is an attempt to kill?
Exactly.
All right, let's go to court over that and see who...
No,
wins,
okay,
who
Desmond, wins. That's manslaughter. That wasn't premeditated.
It's not manslaughter. He didn't die.
Well, I'm just saying. So then that's not even an attempt to kill. It's just like he was caught in the line of fire.
All right. I shoot you.
You shoot me.
Okay, then I go to someone else and say I'm going to shoot you. What crime am I going to be charged
okay,
with?
Okay, all right, so say this. Okay, so okay, here we go. You're going to kill somebody.
Right.
All right.
That's my plan.
All right, so you want to give who you want to kill?
Just Joe.
Locke?
No, I wouldn't want to kill Locke.
Okay, so you're going to go kill Locke. You
I just said I wouldn't kill Locke.
And, okay, so...
Your Locke hate is just amazing.
You're going to go kill Locke. You see Locke... And as you're going to kill Locke, somebody gets in your way, all right? So then you shoot them because you want to get them out of the way. You don't even think about
Hold
it.
Hold
on like,
a second.
Shoot them.
But he shot Desmond before he went to Penny.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so you shoot the person that's in your way to get to go kill Locke, which is what you've been planning on killing is Locke. Uh-huh. And you didn't even plan to kill that person. And you didn't even kill him. You shot him in the shoulder. So that wasn't even planning to
now,
kill him.
Now, in court, all I have to do is say, look, I never intended to kill Penny. I shot him because I thought he was coming. I shot Desmond because I thought he was coming after me. I never intended to kill Penny. It would hold up in court.
Actually, no, the problem is that you, like Ben, have to do your evil man speech where you tell the person what you're going to do to that person, and it's recorded, and that's used, and that's your intent to kill.
Oh, well, I didn't know it was being recorded.
Yeah, it's being, someone had their cell phone.
Well, if it was recorded.
And it was posted on TMZ, so.
Darn cell phones. Can't catch a break. Well, I have an email here.
Okay.
And the only reason... I answer 99% of the emails here. Uh-huh. Jay, you answer a few, right?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people say, hey, thanks, Jay.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times I'll keep playing along that it's Jay.
Uh-huh.
I have to dumb it down, though. because I'm answering as Jay. But anyway, so this one read, it reads, Jack is right. So okay. Obviously, when I see that, that's going to be popped up. In the, uh-huh. You got a good chance of getting on if it says Jack is right.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Locke is not a leader. But think about it. Does the island really want a leader? The island is the leader. The island wants, for lack of a better word, a vice president. So basically, what are you laughing about? It wants a vice president. You know, someone to go to the funerals and stuff like that. You have to have someone like that. Would Locke be good at going to the funerals?
So the island needs a vice president.
Well, he said lack for a better word. Okay, is this right. From Lee? Are you making fun of Lee?
It sounded funny to me. Okay, continue.
The island always has been in charge, but needs someone to do what it wants. The island chose Ben to be the leader, and for a while he did a great job. Unfortunately, Ben decided to start being the leader instead of the island. So he was going around the island. It's like, you know, the second in command who always tries to undermine the head guy.
Uh-huh.
That's what Ben was doing. And that's when Jacob said, help me, to Locke. What Locke needs to do is stop trying to do what the island wants and let the island speak for itself, because it always does. And that's from Lee. And I agree with that 100%. If Locke just works on being what he's told to do,
uh-huh,
and what the island tells him to do, then I think he can do the job right, whatever the island has intended for him.
Do what he's supposed to do.
Right. Not okay. Do what he's not. This would make me happy, because what we've seen,
uh-huh,
I know I get a lot of Locke hate, which I don't get.
Okay.
You know, you can wish that. We get thousands of people say, I wish Kate would just smash her head on the rocks. I wish Jack would just die.
Because Locke is the chosen one.
But I say, you know, I wouldn't follow Locke into battle. I get tons of hate mail. You can say Kate can smash her head.
I didn't say, okay, first of all.
Not you.
You're just a negative person in general. So when you don't like something, it comes across a lot heavier than usual.
No, for what we've seen from the beginning on Lost.
Okay.
Has Locke proven once that he could be a leader?
Yep.
Well, let's see.
Season one.
Season one, he got Boone killed.
Season one, actually, no. Boone got himself killed because he should have left the plane. He had plenty of time to leave the plane, but no, he had to stick around and talk to Bernard on the cell phone, and it got him killed inside an airplane.
Well, that's Bernard's fault.
It's both of their fault, okay? He could have left.
Well, why is it Bernard's fault?
It's because Bernard had to be all chit-chatty on the walkie-talkie.
It wasn't even Bernard's voice in season one.
But,
In season two, it's Bernard's voice. We're on Flight Lake 15. Holy crap. But no, but seriously.
So that's Boone's fault. You can't put Boone's death on Locke.
Okay, was Locke being a good leader when he didn't tell people about the hatch right away?
Yes.
No, that's Locke wanting to be a wannabe, someone he wants to be, get all the attention. He doesn't want to share with anyone. I'm just being honest. You find something that could potentially help people on that island, and you don't share that information?
But see, he didn't know if it could help him or not. He didn't know. That's why he wanted to figure it out on his own first.
No, I think it more than anything, he wanted all of
okay,
himself.
Okay, when we first saw the hatch.
He always said it's his hatch, didn't he?
Let's go back in time. Whoop, 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 whoop. Okay, remember when we first saw the hatch?
Right.
Did we think it was a good thing?
We didn't
when
know.
We saw numbers and all the bad stuff that happened, and then they show the hatch with the numbers on the side of the hatch, did we think the hatch was good?
No, but did we? Aha! But did Locke know about the numbers?
Aha!
Did Locke know about the numbers?
No, but he was just being cautious to make sure that everything was okay.
He always said it was his hatch.
He found it. Finders keepers, losers suck.
And I'm the hateful one. No, but I think this is the that was a great email from Lee saying that this is what Locke's destiny. There's nothing wrong. I've said 1,000 times with being the number two guy.
I know.
You can be the number two, and everything, and life is fine.
I think your whole life is number two.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, that's what all I have to say about that.
All right. Well, Jack, what do you say we get to next on Lost?
The TV show.
Here we go.
Next on Lost.
Alright, next on Lost time. And I love the title of this episode.
Oh wait, hold on a second.
I'm sorry, okay.
This could contain spoilers.
Very light spoilers. Alright, so The title of the episode is Some Like It Hoth.
Some Like It Hoth. Some Like It Hoth.
So I assume that's in reference to Star Wars.
I would think so.
And the planet of Hoth, which is in?
In, I don't know.
Empire Strikes Back.
I can't remember.
And the planet is made up of?
Of cheese.
Ice. It's an icy planet. You call yourself, you know, a fan.
I'm a fan. No, I was a New Hope.
So suspicions about a possible breach intensify.
I don't like intensify.
After Ben is taken from the infirmary and a reluctant Miles is forced to work with Hurley as he's asked to deliver an important package to a top Dharma official on Lost.
I already know who is the. We already know who it is. It's Marvin Candle.
Way to spoil everybody. I
said spoilers ahead
but
of time.
I didn't know that, so you spoiled me.
You saw the previews.
Jerk.
It's just in the previews. I just assume it's Marvin Candle.
Yeah, it's a big assumption.
I'm talking about a negative guy. It's Marvin Candle. I couldn't be on the island with Marvin Candle.
Mm-hmm. And just to give a little tease out there, let's pay attention to a certain quote, maybe.
Yeah. I don't like it when people don't get the quotes right.
All right, so let's go to the guest stars.
That's my favorite part.
That's favorite part of the segment. Let's see. Guest starring are Francois Chow as Dr. Pierre Chang. Marsha Tomlinson as Naomi Durrett.
Marsha.
Haven't seen Naomi in a while.
Naomi.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing about Locke. Was he right in stabbing Naomi in the back? You know, if he wouldn't have done that, Alex may still be alive.
Actually, if he didn't do that, if Naomi didn't go running off, she would have still been alive because she was alive for like 3 days after she got stabbed in the back.
She's pretty good at bleeding. She has a lot of blood stored up. She has like extra.
Seriously.
She has more blood than anyone else.
Climbing mountains.
But is that right though? If because then she would have been in charge, not Kimi. And who shot Alex?
No, I think Kimi in the end was going to take over no matter what anyway.
Okay.
Come on. Her against Kimi, who's going to win?
Naomi.
Kimi was an unstoppable force.
Naomi.
Naomi got killed by a knife in her back.
Well, it was a good throw, though.
Follow.
I would never argue with Locke in throwing the knife. Even Terry O'Quinn could throw a knife.
Yeah, was that the season 3 extra?
He was throwing it dollars. No, yeah, season 4, I thought.
Was it season 4? Okay. Yeah,
it could have been season 3.
Either or, if you get the season 4, I think it's season 4. No, season 3, because that's season 4.
Either way, don't give Terry O'Quinn a bad review.
Doug Hutchinson as Horace Goodspeed. Patrick Fischler as Phil.
I saw Phil. He was on the Unstoppable. No, the Unusuals.
John Grease as Roger Linus. Eric Lang as Rosinski. Leslie Ishii as Laura. Brad William as Hinky. Brad William Hinky as Brahm.
Okay.
Dean Norris as Howard Gray. Tim Desarn as Trevor. Lance Ho as a young Miles.
Wow.
So I guess this is a Miles-centric episode.
Trevor is my nickname.
Why is that your nickname?
Because it was, we had in a bowling league.
Uh-huh.
We were Winsmeyer. We gave ourselves different names.
Uh-huh.
And so I was a preppy name. I was.
Oh, so you guys had like preppy names?
Yeah, I was Trevor Winsmeyer.
Trevor Winsmeyer.
We're all in the same fam. Bradley Wins. It was crazy.
Yeah, you guys.
We were
tearing it up.
We were crazy in the UVA.
Some like it, Hoth.
Some like it hard.
Written by Melinda Sue Taylor and Gregory Nations, directed by Jack Bender.
Wow.
So, looks to be an interesting episode.
And I know the dude count's going to be crazy because in the previews, there's two dudes. So I wonder if he's going to set a dude record.
Think it'd be a dude record?
Because this year he had one episode where he had the six dudes.
Uh-huh.
The one where he was talking to Locke and Abaddon was out there.
Mm-hmm.
So he went, dude. So... got to make sure I have plenty of ink in my pen this week because it could be dude-alicious.
Dude-alicious. Oh, no wonder why people hate us. All right, so.
They hate me. Last week they hated me.
Or they want to punch me in the face. So, yes. Jack, what do you say we get into listener feedback?
I say do it.
All right, here we go. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible's over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere. Just like Jack and I.
Yep.
Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost to get a free audiobook download of your choice. When you sign up today, again, go to audiblepodcast.com/lost for your free audiobook.
It's free. You can't beat free.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got some calls getting into Jack, so what do you say?
I say it's a grand idea.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. I'm Mike from Cleveland. Love the show. It's my theory of the week. I think Locke is dead, all right? And he's some sort of resurrected, like, judge the living and dead, a la somewhat like Jesus with the water. Because if you notice, Locke had to take his shoes off before he got in the boat with Ben. He put them in his book bag. And then when they got docked on the main island, he sat on the dock as he talked to Ben. He put them back on. Very inconspicuous, but as you know, Lost does things like that for a meaning. So there's something going on. And keep in mind, those are Christian Shepherd's shoes. So something's going on with that. And as we talked about, Locke came in and out of the woods, and you don't ever see the monster with that. And also on a lighter theory, Widmore, we're not sure where he made his fortune. Just like Back to the Future and Biff, and I think there's some comparisons between Biff and Widmore, he went back in time and bet on the World Series and horse races to amass his fortune with his abilities to time travel. So keep it up. Love the podcast.
Hi, this is Matt here from Canada, and I just had a kind of a slash comment slash question. I know in The Life and Death of Jeremy Bentham, Charles Whitmore tells Lost that he knows about the Tunisia landing point because that's where he was sent when he was kicked off the island. But clearly we see in Dead is Dead that he's taking the submarine off the island when Ben goes and talks to him before he leaves. So I'm just wondering what's up with that. Love the show. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Stacey Cohen from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And just wanted to say, I really like the new Locke, this Lazarus Locke, where he's just taking jabs at Ben. I'm just loving that. And I think it's pretty cool that Ben's kind of in the dark about stuff. I really like that, too, because it couldn't happen to a more deserving guy. One thing I wanted to mention, though, is I'm not sure if Penny is alive or dead or if Desmond is alive or dead, because here's the thing. When Ben went into the water, we didn't really see what happened between that and when he made the phone call to Jack asking him to pick up Locke's body. So I'm just kind of wondering what happened there. I think there's more story there that they just haven't shown us, and I'm just kind of curious about that. Also, I wanted to say that the scene between the Smoke Monster and Ben, that was so awesome, and kind of like seeing Alex taking jabs at him, too. I guess I'm in a Ben-hating kind of mood right now. Anyway, I love the podcast, love the show, and look forward to listening to you every week. And congratulations on raising so much money for Autism Speaks. Fantastic. Talk to you later. Bye.
Wow, Stacey. All this hate towards Ben. Now, do you hate Ben, Jay?
No, I do not.
You think he's a good guy?
No, I do not.
A lot of people still think he's a good guy.
I think thinks he's a good guy, but he's not really a good guy.
Now, do you think Penny, that he did go back? Now, I said in the last podcast, there's a chance that he went back and killed Penny.
I say no.
You say
Penny
no.
Penny is safe.
You think Penny's safe?
Safe!
I think there's an outside chance that he went back and killed her, but I'm going to say it right now. I'm going to say he probably didn't. And then she's liking the new Locke.
She's liking the new Locke.
So, are you liking the new Locke?
Yes, of course.
The new and improved Locke. But I don't think Ben is in the dark. I think Ben has a plan. He always has another plan, and that plan is in motion with Alana.
Oh, of course, but...
So I'm gonna say right now he's not gonna follow. You know, I know
he's gonna be destroyed.
I know Alex threw him up against the wall, but Ben will do whatever he thinks is right and what's ever right for the island and what's ever right for Ben.
I think it's more whatever's right for Ben, but yes.
But he will. He will eventually.
Ben has something up his sleeve.
Because we've gotten a lot of emails. People, I don't like this new Ben. I don't want to. Bet they should just kill him off if he's all gonna be touchy feely.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's gonna be touchy feely. I think this Ben, he shot Caesar without a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And people are upset that Caesar got shot, and I'm like going, well, you know it. I was kind of cool with it because I didn't expect it.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that I had anything against Caesar.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like, oh my God, he just shot Caesar. I thought Caesar would have a bigger... I think people thought he would have a bigger role and they were upset that he got shot. But
see, I don't think there's anything wrong with that because that's part of the show. It's unexpected. It's not it's not the typical TV show.
No, he was like, you could shot one of the other three guys that weren't talking.
Yeah.
But you know what? They didn't have any wood. If they were carrying logs, then they should have died.
Then yes, of course.
They'll die eventually.
Yes.
It's only a matter of time. And then was Widmore lying? He took the sub off the island. He didn't go like Locke. He didn't turn the donkey wheel.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know what he's been doing. But
well, that point, though, he was kicked out when he's kicked off the island.
Gray's Sports Almanac.
So that's the next one.
I know. I was just saying.
That was from Mike. So is Locke dead? Because he's really careful about the shoes.
No, Locke is alive.
I'll tell you why Locke is still alive.
Okay.
And what the whole thing about the shoes, he knows they're not his.
Mm-hmm. So he's keeping them nice.
Yeah, you know, he's. I can say what you want about Locke. But
Locke, he's respectful of shoes.
But he's respectful of shoes. He wouldn't mess with someone's shoes. Okay. I think Locke is still alive just because that one scene where Alex said that you were going to try and hurt him again or kill him again. Mm-hmm. So Locke must still be alive.
Yes.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I agree. Because if he wasn't alive, Ben couldn't hurt him again.
Right.
Exactly.
So, or at least Ben, maybe they just want Ben to think he's still alive. Didn't think about that.
That's a good point. But I think he's alive.
I think I'm voting right now that he's alive.
Yes. All right, so Jack, what do you say we get the next set of calls?
Well, we have some emails.
Why don't we get that after the next set of calls?
Well, we have 4 emails to read each, so.
All right, we'll go ahead and get the emails.
All right. The almighty leader, John Locke.
Okay.
John finally has a chance to look down the barrel of the gun to see what he's made of. This was a true island test. He has been rewarded with knowledge and confidence that he's never had before. Joseph.
Well, this is dead is dead. They're telling us pretty clearly. I don't say you guys can keep debating whether or not Locke is dead. The title of the show.
Don't listen to the last 3 minutes.
The title of the show is pretty clear. Dead is dead. I really don't think they, the writers, etc., are trying to trick us here. In fact, they are trying to smack us around and say, he's dead. Trust us. After all, we've seen plenty of other dead folks appear to many other people on the island, so I don't see why it is so difficult for everyone to accept that Locke is actually dead. Dead is dead.
Hmm. Well, they've
That's
lied
a good point.
It is a good point, but they've lied to us before.
Exactly. There wasn't supposed to be any time travel or anything.
I just think right now we want to believe that Locke is alive.
Exactly. Because Locke's the man. I'm going to get the one, then you can close it out. Here's from Kevin. Alana with Widmore equals plot hole. Just something that popped in my head and maybe explained away later was if she really was there for Widmore, why would she let a chance to finish off Ben slip away? She and her crew had many chances to smother Ben, etc., while he was knocked out. Although I can't see how she would be a DI either, considering they would know about Ben too. I think I'm convinced Alana equals third group. I think this email actually proves that she's with Ben because she didn't take out Ben when she had a chance to.
Yeah, exactly. I think, I don't think she knows she's with Ben though.
I'm gonna
keep saying she knows she doesn't know she's with Ben.
Okay,
and that should be worth something down the line, because I think we're either both gonna be wrong,
uh-huh.
or one of us is gonna be right.
Mm-hmm.
So we got screaming going on outside.
Yes, but I don't think I can hear it so much.
Okay,
but go ahead.
So Ben didn't have a mom. Ben couldn't kill Penny or Rousseau because he grew up without a mom. He saw himself in both kids and couldn't pull the trigger.
Uh-huh.
At risk of sentencing whatever, them to the same fate as him, that doesn't really give him an excuse for stealing Alex, but perhaps he thought he could give her a better life than he had and make up for his mistake.
I think that's a good point.
I just think that's why he didn't shoot both Penny and Rousseau. It still doesn't explain why Rousseau wouldn't come looking for him. I'm still not happy with that scene, but anyway, that was from Dan.
All right.
Getting the next set of calls?
Yes, go to the next set of calls.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Keith from Florida. First-time caller, long-time listener. I was just listening to your initial reaction on the last episode, Dead is Dead, and I started thinking that about the other, like how the people were flashing through time and everything and stuff. And I was wondering about the other, when you guys said something about the other 48 and days and stuff. And then I was thinking about the people that got taken from the plane to go with the others and everything. And I was wondering, were they flashing through time too? And if they were, like, are they in the Dharma time? Are they with the others of the Dharma time or what? I don't know. It just popped in my head and was like, wait, I should give them a call and find out. See, maybe they might have a theory about what happened with them and stuff. On that, have a nice day. They lost.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Karen from San Francisco. So after seeing last week's or this week's episode, it's obvious that the reason that Ben couldn't shoot Penny or Rousseau is because he knows how it's like to grow up without a mother, and he feels so bad for the children. Also, Jack, you need to enunciate more when you say the word peanuts, because when you usually say it, it sounds very phallic, and you've been saying that word a lot lately on your podcast. Well, keep up the good work. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Sam from New York. I just finished listening to of Thursday's podcast, and I have to agree with Jack on his checkout theory about Claire's mom, because once again, it comes into the whole Aaron can only be raised by Claire to turn out, like, okay, which is interesting because, like, I think she's going to go a little crazy. I think Jack's right. She's just going to, like, she's going to freak out. She's going to, like, go around saying that everyone's alive and she's going to feel a secret. And, like, I don't know if she's going to get killed, but I do think that it'll be, a year or two, like, a few years before Aaron and Kate meet up again. And, like, by that time, Aaron's going to, like, resent Kate enough that, like, she didn't come back to get him or that she left him with this crazy woman. And I think it's going to make another dynamic for the fact that Aaron is just being raised by, like, all the wrong people, which is scary because, like, goodness knows what Aaron's going to grow up to be, being a part of Jack's family and their whole legacy with the island thing. So great podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
Well, we'll assume Aaron's going to like scotch, bourbon, and Carol Burnett.
One bourbon, one scotch, one Carol Burnett.
So, I agree. I think her mom's going to be blabbing, blabbing, blabbing. I mean, how could you keep from saying, oh, my daughter's alive. My daughter's alive on some island. They're going to look at her like she's crazy. Then she'd go, how could I have this child? Maybe that's how she loses a child. Where did you get this child? Who'd you steal this child from?
Yeah.
You really have to be quiet. You can't go around saying, I have this child.
Exactly. I mean, it has to be kind of kept secret, yes.
But I think something, if Ben was still around, Claire's mom would be dead. Because even though, would he do that, though?
My question is now that Norton is there, is he going to help Claire's mom keep the baby, Mrs. Littleton?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
All right.
I could be wrong. Okay. But he wouldn't shoot him because Aaron wouldn't have a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Would he shoot Claire's mom? But to keep Claire's mom quiet...
I guess that would be one of those conundrums for Ben.
Yeah, here's a child.
Going against his ethical code.
Didn't shoot Penny, didn't shoot Rousseau. Would he shoot Claire's mom?
That's a good
point. But, you know, technically he could grab Aaron and bring him back to the island.
His actual mom, yeah.
Actual mom.
Yeah.
That's how he rolls.
That's how you get around having to kill that person.
Right, and then Karen, we like to talk about...
go ahead and say it.
Peanuts. Now I'm thinking about it too much. Peanuts. Peanuts. And crack. Jackets. I don't care if I... Have I really been talking about...
You've had it on the mind, I guess, lately.
Wow. Anyway.
You're right over there?
She was talking about Ben shooting... when we had that email, same thing. So I agree, yeah, he couldn't shoot him.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because he saw a little peanut come up. And said, you know, his nickname, Little Peanut. That's what they call...
Wait, wasn't that the name of Dale's girlfriend's dog?
Oh, that's where I got it from. I think it still is. Now, Keith has a great... What's going on with the... All right, like Cindy and the kids and the others. Were they flashing with the others?
I say no because they became part of the others. And what Richard said is that you left, not us. So
right.
I say they're...
I agree with you. And plus, Cindy has always been an other.
Nope.
Always been another.
Nope. Nope.
Well, that has not been proven wrong.
It hasn't been proven wrong, but I don't think so.
Will we ever find out? Will we ever see her again?
Probably.
Will we ever see her again?
I think we'll see Sydney again.
Well, it's like people keep asking about Libby. Will we ever find out why Libby was in the institution? I'm going to say no.
Really? You think so?
I'm going to say no.
All right.
I'm going to say we're never going to find out.
Well, which we were means probably
in 2 weeks we'll find out
why. Yeah, I mean, Libby... we were worried we'd never find out about Rousseau, and they found a way to show us Rousseau's past.
But that was kind of... I know a lot of people... actually, a lot of people have agreed with us when we said that was kind of weak. How he is 2 seconds, boom. They wrapped up her story in 4 years. A lot of people, I've got a lot of emails, people were upset about that. And I'm like going, yeah, they could have done more. But I think what they're it's down to crunch time and they got to resolve the story. It just seemed weak that that's how they resolved the story. That 16, like I said before, I might be negative, but if someone takes my kid, I'm going after him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
what else, especially on that, what else do you have to live for?
Yeah, I think it's tough to criticize so far when we don't know what they can still do with it. Is my point.
I think there's, that might be the end of it.
We don't know yet. I mean, we really don't.
I think that's where they've cut it off and said, okay, we're done with that. We're wrapping it up. We're moving on because we need to have Richard's backstory. We got to find out information there. We need to find out really 100% sure what the smoke monster is. Do you think we'll find out?
Oh, yeah.
They're giving us clues every week.
Yeah.
All the time, but just curious.
Well, I got an email here from Lynn. Hey, Jay and Jack. I just have some theories about who Alana works for. I think that she is working for whoever the economist is.
Oh.
We still never found out who that person is. Also, I was rewatching Dead is Dead, and my sister pointed out that Jeb, the guy who warned Frank that Alana has a gun, looked a lot like Eddie, the undercover cop from Further Instructions. I wonder if Jeb is really Eddie. I tried to put that theory on Twitter, but I didn't think it went through, so I added this to email. Let me show.
Well, is he, who is the economist?
The economist...
We always thought it was Widmore, didn't we?
It was Jim Cramer, and he met his end on Jon Stewart.
Yeah. And what about the last part of the email?
What, the Eddie? I don't know. I don't know if that's
him or not. We've had a lot of emails about that.
I have to go back to Further Instructions. I haven't seen that one in... Oh, no, that's not Eddie. No, okay. No, that's not him.
Did Locke ever shoot him in the back?
No.
Are we sure?
Yes, we're sure. Because there is a deleted scene. I don't know if it's canon, but a deleted scene where it shows Eddie putting the people away in handcuffs and stuff like that.
Okay. I'm just throwing it out there.
And the guy that isn't Eddie, now I think it's not Eddie. That kid was in the newly released Dragon Ball Evolution, which I hear is a god-awful movie.
Well, if he's in that, then no way he could be in an episode of Lost.
Uh-huh.
But I told you, Phil's on the... did you watch The Unusuals?
Yeah, I did, but I must have just not seen that
scene. I
don't
think he has a speaking part.
Really?
He
just quick?
He's in the... I think it's the... Maybe it... You know what? It might be Southland.
Probably,
it's either Southland or The Unusuals. It's one of those new cop shows.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. Has nothing to do with Lost.
But. Oh, yeah, but you got an email?
I got an email. Jin. Why do we think Jin stopped looking for Sun? It seems out of character for him. He ran immediately to find the plane after it found out she was on it. But then the next episode, he's just back to doing his old normal task. He doesn't even ask Saeed about Sun. What are your thoughts? Yvonne.
Well, he found out about Sun that she was on the plane.
Right.
So
wouldn't he still be looking for her?
And he didn't get a lot of time to talk to Saeed alone because, remember, he was with Rodzinski.
I understand.
He was being annoying as heck. And then the only next time he got to see him is when Saeed was on the run and Saeed knocked him out. So he hasn't really had a lot of time to ask Saeed.
Well, maybe that's where he was going when he got knocked out.
Possibly. I mean, we don't know. He hasn't had a lot of screen time, so we just don't really know exactly what's going on.
Well, I'm saying, but when he was driving the VW van, maybe that's where he was going.
Yeah,
looking
exactly.
for Sun.
Or coming back from.
Looking for
him. But okay. This one's from Joe. Ben loves kids. He doesn't want to see them hurt. He wants them to survive. Maybe he should start an evil daycare service. He liked kids so much that people had problems with his fertility studies.
So should he start an evil daycare center?
No.
You don't think so?
No, it's too draining.
Too much, too emotional for him?
Yeah, it's too close to home, I guess.
Okay. This one's entitled...
Plus that anytime there's like a big commando that comes by, he's just going to let him get killed anyway.
That's true. Wow. I don't like these kids. They're not my kids. They're not part of my daycare. They
I never
nothing.
Liked them.
I never took... Boom. Oh, now I get rid of that darn smoke
my
monster
bad.
Again. Whoops. This one's entitled Dead People from Kim.
Uh-huh.
I've never written before, but I was thinking about dead people on the island. Since we saw Alex this week, it occurred to me that the island has the ability to conjure dead people and make them appear undead. Christian Shepherd also, right? So is Locke really alive, or does it just the island want everyone to experience him as alive? And who else is really alive? What do you guys think? Kim from Boston. I'm going back and forth with it. I wouldn't be shocked if Locke was dead.
Yeah.
But I really want him to be alive.
So do I. I think it's more a want than. But the people have made good points in today's show with the feedback that they are showing clues that he is dead, with the dead is dead and stuff like that.
Well, also still, the shoes and everything else that he's...
But yes, I think he's alive.
But I'll say I want him to be alive because after all he's been through his whole life, you know, his dad pushing him out a window, his dad stealing his kidney, you know, getting just, you know... Helen leaving him because he was obsessed with his dad and everything. Everything he's gone on with, his mom being crazy, everything he's gone on with, he deserves a little bit something at the a little prize at the end.
He does. Hey. He does need
And it would be, now if at the end he finds out that he's really, I can't see him have him screw up again.
Well, I mean, he needs a conclusion to the character, and him getting killed by the hands of Ben, it's not a satisfying end.
That would be like Locke. Michael being blown up by the ship.
It would be, and Locke deserves better than that.
Blown up on the ship by the bomb.
Yeah.
So I think we need some closure with Locke.
Yeah.
And Locke maybe succeeding at the end.
Yes.
Like season one, when at the first 8 or 9 episodes where he was really in charge, and not in charge, but he had
in charge of his own destiny.
Yeah, he had his niche. He was, you know, he helped Charlie get off heroin.
Yeah,
he was the provider of the island. He was doing it. It was Actually, what threw him off was finding the hatch.
Yeah, it was.
That threw him off.
Threw him off. Yep.
That's what threw him off for what, three seasons.
Yeah.
So, and, but also what you see him off island. He's had, you know, he had Helen, the call girl, the phone,
yeah,
girl thing,
lady,
uh-huh, lady that, you know, kind of used him. And so anyway, hopefully there's some closure for old.
Yes,
Doc.
Exactly. So Jack, what do you say we get the last set of calls?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey Jay and Jack, this is Andrea from Long Island. And I have a theory about why certain members of the flight aren't in 1977 and didn't disappear off the plane like the other ones did, like Jack and Kate. For first, I think Sun, because she wasn't born yet. She was born in 1980, so she couldn't exist in 1977. Or another theory with Sun is that she needs to bring back what she left the island with, which was her baby. The second person, Locke, had to be resurrected in current time in order to help guide Ben and Sun. Christian Shepherd did mention to Sun that she needs to wait for Locke when they were in Ben's old house. Frank Lapidus wasn't on the original flight, so I don't think he should have gone back anyway. Ben wasn't supposed to ever return to the island, but did. And Alana and the rest of the crew are up to something else, so I still haven't figured that one out. I don't know what they're doing, but that's basically it. My main points were Sun and Locke. Why are they in current time and not back in 1977? All right, guys, thanks so much, and I can't wait for the next episode. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Doug from Virginia. Just got a couple of comments on the last episode. First of all, when Locke was sitting on the deck putting his shoes back on, I think they missed an opportunity. He should have paused for a second and been like, hey wait, these aren't my shoes, because they weren't. Second, not that I would condone such a thing, but if one were to play a drinking game in which you take a drink after every time Ben has the last line in a scene he's in, you would drink a lot. I counted 7 instances in this episode where Ben had the last line in the scene. Watch out for it. It happens a lot.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Doug in Santa Barbara, and I have a little bit of a theory or explanation to share with you. I've been puzzled for a long time about Richard Alpert and the fact that he's clearly this powerful, knowledgeable, maybe immortal person, but he allows normal men like Charles Widmore and Ben to be the leaders of the others. When I was watching Dead is Dead, during the scene where Ben brings baby Alex back to the camp, they showed Richard a couple of times looking at Charles and Ben almost like he was evaluating them. And for some reason, it triggered a thought in me that might explain why Richard's not the leader. It has to do with the Bible. In the Old Testament, the people of Israel were at first a theocracy. They were ruled only by God and his representatives, the priests and the prophets and the judges. But eventually, the people complained and said they wanted a king, just like all the other nations. So God gave them a king named Saul, and saying that they would be sorry for it, and Saul turned out to be an evil king in the end. So maybe in the past the others were simply ruled by Jacob and his representative, Richard. But maybe the others wanted a human leader, and they weren't happy with that situation. So Jacob maybe gave them hard, evil men like Charles and Ben to be their leaders. Now, in the Bible, the story turns out good because the next king is David after Saul, and David's line eventually leads to Jesus Christ. And that would fit in with Locke, who's the Messiah figure in Lost, replacing Charles and Ben as the true leader of the others and the true follower of the island. So that's my theory. I'd love to hear what you think, and thanks for what you do. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Well, I like that because Locke is right now like Jesus.
Yeah, he has the kind of Jesus role going on.
Now, is Ben going to sit back and let Locke as Jesus?
No, I don't think so.
There's no way Locke, I mean, Ben's
got something up his sleeve and not going to be pretty.
No. Even though he's been scared. Almost scared straight.
I can't trust. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me 3,366 times.
Now, well, Locke, I think the next couple episodes you're going to see Ben kind of, because he's done it before. He's kind of let Ben Locke think he's leading the way and stuff like that, and then he turns on him at the you know blink of an eye. Do you think that's going to happen again, or will it happen next season? Will we go the rest of the season and Ben's on?
Maybe they will, just to try and get us to think, oh, maybe he is a good guy, and then
blink of an eye next year.
Blindside us.
Because a lot of people are not happy that they think Ben's going to be a nice guy.
Yeah.
They think he's a good guy. They don't want him to be a nice guy.
We're the good guys, Michael.
But I like that. And then Locke sitting on the deck, not realizing they're his shoes. I think he knows they're his.
He knows.
He has to know.
If he knows where the smoke monster is, I'm sure he knows whose shoes those are.
Well, you think he'd ask. But he is, like you said earlier, he is taking care of the shoes. And as far as the drinking game, it's okay if you're drinking Fresca. That'll come into play later on. Let's see. And about why they, Andrea said, why they in 1977, why Jack and Kate and Ben, maybe.
Well, her explanation for why so-and-so people went and some people didn't go.
Well, Son and Locke, maybe, she said, Son wasn't born yet, but that really wasn't going to play because Sawyer and Juliet were back in 1954. They weren't born in 1954. So
that's a good point.
And they go back and then they'll rip back even further.
Yep.
We don't know when they were, but the fourth statue was complete or was, you know, was there. Still standing. Yeah. So,
good point.
You know, and plus Miles was back in that time too. He wasn't that old either. So,
yeah. As far as we
I don't know. That whole thing throws me off. But Son and Locke, maybe Locke needs Ben. That's why they have to be. And Ben wasn't supposed to come back to the island. So Ben, I mean, that's why Locke is there. But also Son needs Locke to show him how to get Jin.
And yep.
So maybe that's what's going on.
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe it's just like something that will never get explained why so-and-so people went back.
I'm going to say they're going to explain it.
Think so?
They have to explain it.
Okay. I don't think they will.
It's one of these things they have to explain. We can get by without Libby knowing and all that other stuff, but we need to know why certain people went back. I think we will find out.
All right. So what do you say we get into some last tweet back before Listener Theater
Week? I can't wait to hear the new song.
Well, it's just the Tweety Tweet so far.
There's no new song?
Not yet. We'll get to it.
I thought you promised everyone there'd be a new song.
I didn't say
promise. Yeah, I heard there was going to be
a song. Well, this is what it is right now, so here we go. All right, it's the last tweet back time.
You know, you really don't need a song. This has everything that anybody would want.
Have you seen that Sprint commercial where they're like doing percentages and stuff like that? People use the internet, and it's like, so many people just did update their Twitter. 26% of you don't know what that is or don't know what we just said.
I bet you it's more than 26%.
It's becoming, it's third now behind MySpace and Facebook.
Really?
So here we go.
For all those people who don't want to give out information.
This one is from Joanne Puckett. Don't think Locke's a leader, but do think Ben has to follow / help him, which would be more of a punishment for Ben than living.
I think he will. But I think in the end, there's no way Ben's going to follow someone.
Yeah.
You can see how he had friction with Widmore. Mm-hmm. Widmore was obviously in charge.
Yeah.
And like I said, Richard's there. I think Richard's, like the Doug said in the last phone call, Richard speaks for Jacob.
Yeah.
And you just have to believe there is a Jacob.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like God. You have to believe there's a God.
Yeah.
The priestess, you know, or the minister, whoever your God is.
And you listen to Benny Hinn when you want to.
Right.
All right, let's go in. Next one, Darren Gulad. I thought it'd be fun if Locke
Alana.
I thought it'd be fun if Locke was in Alana's coffin like crate, but actually, it'd be more fun if it was Widmore.
Ooh,
be interesting. Tara Salum.
Hold on a second. Do you think we've seen the last of Widmore on the island?
Oh, no.
All this talk about him not being able to find it, can't come back. Now that he maybe knows that Ben went back, maybe he was afraid to come back.
They'll play, it's the final countdown.
No, but what if Widmore was always afraid to come back to the island? Because he knew what the island was. We saw it last year. He had the freighter off the island. He knew where it was. So maybe he's been afraid to come back because he thought it would mean his instant. Maybe he got like an Alex type moment where he was threatened with death.
Or okay, so then instead of Final Countdown, it'll be a musical number between Ben and Widmore. Anything you can do, I can do better.
Sure, I like the Final Countdown better.
Yeah,
but maybe that's what it was. Widmore was afraid to come back.
Next one, Gene Yeager, I think.
Meister.
Is Locke's resurrection different than Christian's? Locke seems more alive to me, and Bed said the island has never done this.
I could see that. But you know, I watched again as Locke, he's like the beginning of season one Locke, where he just sat back, had the orange peel in his mouth, was just observing everything.
Yep, he is. Yeah, a lot like that. C-G-R-I-B-B-E-N. What is it? Crigben? So what if Jacob is Richard's father? We've got father, son, and the holy smoke.
Now, I was thinking, I threw this out here to some people, and they think I'm crazy. What if the smoke, because people are saying, why is Dharmatown or O-Town built right next to the temple?
Yeah.
Was maybe the smoke monster like a mummy or a genie or something like that was...
I don't think it's a genie. I know you're pulling out the genie.
But you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I'm just trying to use that as an example of people that you have to rub the thing to get it out. Maybe...
Quote of the century.
Anyway. You have to rub the side of the lantern to get the genie out. So what? Maybe it was like a mummy.
Uh-huh.
It was trapped, and it was released by somebody, and it has... Somebody is like a genie, how you grant you three wishes. Like,
yeah,
you're my master. So maybe it is somebody's master. Maybe it does belong to somebody.
Well, maybe it is Jacob's pet dog.
But maybe it does belong to Jacob. Yeah. Maybe Jacob freed the smoke monster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Darcy Black, Jack Locke doesn't want power; just wants acceptance / to belong. That, in my opinion, is what motivates his actions on the island.
Oh, he's always wanted to be accepted.
Mm-hmm. But it's not so much he wants the power.
I think he wants the credit for being somebody he's not. I think he's always wanted to be more than what he is. But he does want acceptance. You saw him when he was on the pot farm. He just wanted to belong to a group. When he was
I just want to be part of a crew, man.
When he was with Helen, he wanted to belong to love, wanted something like that. When he was on the island, he was the first guy. It was like we said, that hatch threw him off. He was part of a group then.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, he was part of the clan. He was with Jack. He was with Kate. He was hip. He was one of the cool kids. And then he got stuck on that
the hatch and it messed him up. Yep.
I agree. He's always wanted to belong.
Yeah. So that's our last tweet back. For today, you can follow us at twitter.com/JandJack.
And once we get to 5,000, we're having a party.
We're having a party because we passed 4,000. We gotta get past, I think it's 5,200 to beat Kristen from E! Online. She may have more now, but
we're going after her.
Taking her down.
And you can take that to the bank. I got to make an account. I got to make a name.
All right. So, Jack, what do you say we get into Listener Theory of the Week?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Hello, this is Bonnie calling from California. My husband and I have a theory. It is that Rosinski is an other, that he is a plant put there by the others to live among the Dharma Initiative, similar to the way Goodwin and Ethan were set to live among the Losties after the plane crash. The evidence that we have for this is that Rosinski designed the Swan Station, presumably even the countdown clock after the incident, which of course ends with the Egyptian hieroglyphs for underworld. And also Rosinski is credited with drawing that map on the inside of the blast doors in the Swan Station, which includes an awful lot of information about the smoke monster, but also it has a lot of Latin in it, which of course, as we know, is the language of the enlightened. So there you have it. You heard it from us first. Rosinski is another.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
So what do you think? Is Rosinski an other?
She makes a lot of valid points and make it a lot easier for me to have him be killed.
Because you don't like him.
Who likes him?
I think that someone's got to like him.
I don't think anybody likes Rosinski.
He has a mom.
I don't even know.
His mom might not
he
like might
him. Might have been birthed without it. He just might like rose from the swamp.
You know, but I had a theory too that Widmore is actually Ethan's dad. Ethan is Widmore's son.
So Widmore got it on with Amy?
Yeah, I think that's where he's been going off, meeting Amy. Right. He comes riding that horse. Where's he been? Because we think Amy's been part of the... I think she's in love with another.
Mm-hmm. It was very Fabio of him.
So I think Widmore is the father of Ethan.
Okay. All right.
And it's going on with whole Amy. I don't see her and Horace being... They're just not a couple.
Jeez, that's so mean to Horace. He seems like a good guy.
He seems like a good guy, but she doesn't love him.
All right.
Come on. Does she love him?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to say no. I know it's negative, but I'm going
to
say no.
All right. Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Well, we have the contest update. You want me to skip it real quick?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay, real quick. contest is Dee Dee and Jess Steeb still on top. Cheater J, but we're not counting Cheater J. Once again, you'll get the prize.
Cheater Colleen's not there, so that means like still my skill.
Cheater J is still on top with Dee Dee and Jess Steeb. The Myth of Lost, a book by Mark Ohlmanner, Amazon.com. Also, Head First Algebra by Tracy Pollan. That's what you get. Which you win. Top three people.
All right.
And it's still anyone's ball game, so.
Anyone's ball game.
Because the dude counting everything is going to throw everything into a different time zone.
All right, Jack, ready to close the show now?
Yep.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Monday.
Yay!
If you'd like to give us a call, 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
So it's 206-309-0311. Call any time. Last questions, comments,
or theories.
Also,
that was easy for you to say.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/jandjack.
Try to get that 5,000.
5,000.
Oh, wait, 5,201.
Well, I'm going to just go 6,000.
Yeah! We can do it.
Shoot for the stars.
Yeah.
Also, you can email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. It's
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Also, you can check out our website at jandjack.com.
For all important information.
Yes. Also, check out newdia.tv for the Lost Vidcast.
Ew.
Jack's Rants. And new news. And some more shows on the way.
Some new stuff hidden down the wire.
And also,
I'd like to say that there's no truth to the rumor that I left that review on iTunes saying I wanted to smash you in the face. Because I could just do it right now.
Yeah.
I don't need to
hope. There's no need to threat.
I don't need to hope I do it. And then there was another one. It was so long, I was looking for it on audible.com. Now, you look at that one. Usually we don't comment on the reviews, but that one, I was like going, man, that's a long one. If you've I told someone else on another podcast they were complaining. I said, look, you've inspired someone enough to go there, take their time, and write a negative or positive review. Even the negative ones, you've actually inspired them.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a novel. And I smile, whatever. They did say...
We should get some kind of publishing rights to that?
I thought so. If there's a movie, I want a little royalty check. But It did say... We're very entertaining. To me, I'd rather be very entertaining than more knowledgeable, because that's what we kind of strive for.
We get a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. We try to keep it loose. But one thing I didn't like about it, they said that the people listening to us are not so much, they're not fans of Lost, they're just fans of us.
Uh-huh.
And I just think that's just crazy.
We're all huge fans of Lost.
We're all huge fans of Lost. Everyone enjoys Lost a different way. Some people like to, We look at certain things, and some people like the shipper aspect of it. Some like the mystery part.
Uh-huh.
Some people like the different storylines going on. Some people like Locke. Some people don't like Locke. Some people want Ben. So to say someone is not, just because they listen to us, is not a true Lost fan, that's just crazy. That's the only objection I had to the whole thing.
You can bang on us, but don't bang our listeners.
Right, because if you sat here and listened to all the phone calls and all the emails, these people are dedicated to the show. I have been dedicated to it for 5 years.
Yes.
It just didn't walk off the street and say, oh, suddenly I'm a Lost fan. Yeah. So that's my only comment about that one. Like I said, you can go out, check it on audible.com for the longest. You just go, man. And you want to go, you know that it is free.
Yeah.
And that's another thing I tell people. I go, you know, some podcast, I go, hey, what can you do? It's free. I personally have never left a negative or positive review on anybody's
idea. I did. It was called Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. It was like, this is a...
Well, I would give that one a negative review. Anyway, that's just my... I just, like, said, come on, guys.
And since we're talking on a soapbox, kind of, there's been recent light that a person by the name of Shawnee B, he does, like, video recaps.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been, I guess, plagiarizing.
Well, like, word for word. If you go on Doc Arts, it's like word... I saw this earlier today. It was on our message board. Uh-huh. I saw it today, and then someone said something on our Facebook, and I forgot all about it.
The guy, he does video recaps, and he just, especially, I think it's longlivelocked.blogspot.com.
Like I said, I don't like to blast people before you get all the evidence, but what I've seen, it is, I mean, Doc Arts has a thing. It's word for word.
It's on docarts.com. It's also on, it's on the front page of Lostpedia. It was on the front page of Dig. It's on lost.qubit.net. And the video shows he's just basically taking word for word what somebody else wrote.
And to go back to what we were saying about the iTunes reviews, if you're doing anything with Lost, if you do something like this, mm-hmm. someone's going to catch it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we try to be... I mean, there's so many different podcasts. We try to do our own thing and just stick with it.
Well, and we're a community, you know? We are a community of people, and we all try and help each other.
Right.
And to just blatantly steal something when... And it's a lot of hard work that we do for free, basically.
Right. And so for someone to come in and just...
And just take it. And use it for a profit because he asked for donations on his website. It's kind of not cool. It's kind of like, you know.
Well, I'm kind of upset he hasn't taken anything of ours yet.
We don't. I mean, actually discovering now there's other things besides Emily's stuff that he's taken from. So if
There's other things.
Yeah. So if you want to check out those articles, you can check out the video on dogguards.com and see for yourself. But if you have ever seen Shawnee B's videos, stuff like that,
I'd say just don't watch it. I'd never heard of the guy until
it was
on our message board.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck? And when I read the thing, I was like, whoa, why would you do something like that? Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
And for me, I think it's actually easier just to come up with something on your own.
And that's
than
what people
want. Going and stealing something.
I mean, like I said, like people go crackpot theory, why'd you come up with the obvious? I go, I can't. I have to come up with something. That's the whole point of a crackpot.
Yeah.
It has to be something that just is out there.
Yeah.
Which, you know. Couple of merges out there, but most of them are like dead on.
But we're you know, all the websites, all the blogs, all the podcasts, we're a strong community, and we don't support people stealing, you know, everybody's hard work that we put
in. I think if you saw on the 25-hour podcast, we had all the podcasts come join. I mean, we're all pretty much, like Jay said, a great community. We all get along, we all work together, and it's just for fun and love of the show. It's not for getting rich.
Yeah. And
even though that's what I was promised 5 years ago. I'm still
that's
waiting.
How I lured you in.
Yeah, you said there'll be a truckload of money coming up. Every day I go running out to the street, waiting for the truck to show up. I go, he lied to me again.
So if you want to check that out, I mean, form your own opinion. Don't just take our word for it.
And Shawnee B., if you're out there,
yeah,
you can come on here and defend yourself.
Yeah, you can.
You can give us a call at 206-309-0311. We'll set up an interview with you. If you want to come in here and defend yourself, more power to you.
But I guess his response has actually been to block comments that say anything about it. And just trying to avoid the subject. So, you know, it's not cool, Shawnee B. If you watch his videos, we'd ask, you know, watch Dogguards' video, make your own opinion. But
yeah, you get your own opinion, but the evidence is out. And I forget who.
Emily.
Was it Emily that found it first?
Oh, I don't. It's been in our email. It's been sent to us. I talked to Dogguards myself about it.
Well, someone sent us a Facebook. I looked at it before I came up here, and I was like, I was going to talk to you about it. Forgot all about it.
But Shawnee B, not cool, dude, and we are giving you the blacklisted.
Yeah, what's the ultimate we could give him? Maybe the smoke monster should have a little judgment with Shawnee B.
I think so.
We're not saying death.
No.
But just maybe have a little Alex come in there and
maybe we'll just shun him to do Heroes recaps.
Oh.
All right.
Well, that's not going to our Heroes because we have friends.
Yes,
the Heroes
it's
podcast.
Just a joke.
It's just a joke, guys. We're just
it's joke.
I had someone this week suggest I do a Heroes podcast.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
All right. So that's that. We'll see you guys this Thursday. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.